The Minister of Finance, Seth Tekwe, says the economy is on the path to recovery after a sharp decline of the prices of major export commodities such as cocoa and gold last year. He said, though it's only the price of cocoa that has been increased, the intervention of the IMF has helped to cushion the economy. Mr. Tekwe stated this in an interview with Radio Ghana. He said economic indicators from the short to medium term have shown a positive outcome.
We entered 2013, to be precise, with significant setbacks to the economy. We presented and packaged this in a homegrown policy. Now, progress also means that we should be able to
the status
quo, and in 2014, towards from the middle of 2014, the one area which has been holding the economy, which is flows of revenue and reserves from crude oil, our crude oil exports, the prices also started falling. This is the context in which we must judge progress. That with all these factors, the dominant setback to the economy which I mentioned, it is only the price of cocoa which has recovered somewhat. Gas, until recently, even the supply from Nigeria was sporadic, and then our own gas has come on stream. If we say we have been making progress, therefore, it is that if you started with a deficit of 12% or so against this background, it has not deteriorated. And therefore, even though we said that we had projected that we would have been at about 6 percentage points deficit around this time, given the setback, if you did not increase the deficit, then you are still managing around 10%. I think that is a measure of progress. After the management of the economy, even the advanced economies, some for 8 years, have still been going through the financial crisis and are just emerging out of it. So our ability to manage setbacks is important, and I don't think we should overlook that. That is not to offer excuses, but it is also to state that you need to adapt to whenever these setbacks occur. I think a lot of the analysis I have heard, some very good, I must admit, you know, have not taken these exogenous shocks to the economy into consideration. In fact, the revision, the one difference between the homegrown policy and the IMF program is that under the IMF program, we said we would be doing a deficit of 6.5. Because the crude oil price was persistent, which is the reason we have done today's supplementary budget and review, even the fund has kicked in what is called adjusters on account of these difficulties. And that is why the IMF is agreeing with us that instead of 6.5, we could do initially 7.5, but given the slight recovery, we are at 7.3. So we must not see targets as cast in stone. Targets must respond to the developments in the economy. This is the context in which we say that we are making progress, and even the IMF during the first review acknowledged that we have made progress.